those are the two most famous schools, but they're not the only schools. So by the 16th century, there are other kind of prototypical public schools being founded. Probably the most influential is a school called Merchant Taylor School, which is set up by a livery company, the Merchant Taylors, one of a guild. And the Merchant Taylors is the first school that had the idea. We talked a lot about Dr. Arnold and the Victorian kind of sport and all that stuff in the last podcast. Merchant Taylors is the first school in Britain that has the idea of actually having a vaguely rounded education.
And that includes sport, doesn't it? So he'd be massively in favour of Quidditch.
They would be in favour of Quidditch. So they were copying that from a school in Italy, in Mantua, where the boys were encouraged to do exercise and to play music and so on. This is the beginnings of kind of, I guess, you know, Renaissance humanism, isn't it? You know, you want to be a Renaissance man.
So teach sprezzatura, you know, the art of being a dashing figure who can speak Greek, but also joust. So the archetypal figure of that is Philip Sidney, isn't it? Who's an old boy of Shrewsbury, which has been founded in 1560. Kind of your neck of the woods, vaguely.
Yes. Yeah, I grew up not far from Shrewsbury. And Shrewsbury was one of the great public schools of England. But going back to Merchant Taylors, so Merchant Taylors, they would do an awful lot of dancing, wrestling, football, and drama. Particularly big on drama. So they did a school play for the royal court four times.
God, imagine that, having to go and watch that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Thomas Kidd, Elizabethan kind of actor, dramatist, he was a Merchant Taylor's old boy. So this tradition, Tom, endured and maybe still endures, because do you know who else went to Merchant Taylor's? Boris Karloff, Frankenstein, the totemic Frankenstein of the 20th century, was a Merchant Taylor's old boy.